So good. a blessing from the Lord. How do you calculate its worth?
Just
just one blessing from Isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Your life for the Lord. Isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Yes, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Watch right over you. Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Your life for the
Amen. I'm glad to be here tonight. It is an honor to have Brother Green here. I guess one of the greatest compliments I've ever got from anyone was Brother Smith several times called me Brother Green. Well, it would bring a big smile to my face because I thought, if he thinks that highly of me to compare me with Brother Green, I'm doing something good. Compliment, brother. Did he ever call you Brother Durham? No, not yet. I didn't think so. But I'm so thankful he's here tonight to hear his testimonies. and then to hear what the Lord has brought them through. And it seems like these songs tonight. Oh, I wanted to mention Sister Street, Sister Joanne's mother. I'm so thankful to have her here tonight. Aren't we all glad? I'm hoping to get to know more about her, but I can see she's always got a smile on her face. And if her daughter is anything like her mother, then we've got a jewel, I'll tell you. You know, she comes in and she works and she loves God, and so I feel blessed to have her here tonight. And we hope we make you feel welcome. But these songs just seem like they were, we are going to go to prayer in a moment. Brother Smith is not feeling good, so we need to pray for him. But it seemed like these songs were following up Brother Green's testimony. How can you measure the blessings of God, and how can you calculate what he's done for you? It's certainly not by what kind of car you drive or how much money you have or how big your house is or how good looking you are. Brother Green was dealing with that the last couple times he's got up. That's why I'm so thankful he's here tonight. And I know he's going to be working in that area. To me, how you can calculate the blessings of God and to measure his touch on your life is, are you in the body? You know, do you have a vision of the body? To me, that's probably the greatest blessing a person could ever have in their life, Brother Green, is for God to save you, fill you with the Holy Ghost, and then bring you to his body. And I've been enjoying Brother Green's testimony, and we're going to give him a lot of room tonight. We never know. He may be one of those, who was that one disciple that the Lord called him away after he had testified and witnessed to that one, the one eunuch. We don't know how long he'll be here. Sooner or later, he's going to have to go back home. But for right now, we're just enjoying the God and the vision that he has in his life for the body of Christ. So we wanted to go to prayer tonight, and we want to pray for Brother Smith. He's home in bed. We really need to pray for him. He's really not feeling good. And Sister Chelsea is not feeling well this evening. Let's continue to pray for that one sister, what's her name, with the brain cancer. I know about her, but I can't think of her last name. Help me. Who? Yes, that's it. That's it. Let's continue to pray for her. Brother Smith and Brother Green went up to the hospital Sunday. Prayed for. Let's continue to pray for her. What other prayer requests do we have here tonight? Of course, we want to continue to pray for Brother Green's churches. I know that without Papa there, they struggle. So we're praying for Brother Green and all the churches and his work. We're praying for them. Yes, let's pray for Brother Wallace. He's really having problems with his neck. Sister Linda. Good. Make sure you invite her to that little harvest fall party that we're having a Saturday. Brother Fisher. Yes, he had that surgery 2 weeks ago. Good. We were hoping to see him by now. Brother Jerry. All right, let's pray for Sister Sandra, Sister Lisa. All right, let's pray for Sister Lisa. Any other prayer requests? All right, let's continue to pray for Sister Elder. I'd like to see so she doesn't have to have any of this, any additional treatments. Let's continue to pray for Sister Inez. Sister Julie. He just had that surgery not long ago. Let's pray for Sister Julie's father. Yes, Sister Hannah. Yes, yes. Chelsea is sick. Yes, thank you for reminding us. We will pray for her. Do we have any?
My oldest sister still needs prayer. That's really his son, Jacob.
All right, good. Thank you. Yes, Sister Beth. Let's continue to pray for Sister Johnson's wife, Sister Laura. Yeah, and it's been helping me. I'm learning about some of the Catholic traditions. You know, they have a celebration called the Celebration of the Dead, and that's a good way to start talking to some people. You know, they celebrate the dead, and then she does ask a lot of questions. Like my wife said, she went to a Bible study at Brother Parker's, and I heard Brother Parker really did a good job. You know, God's really using him to reach out in that community and touch and affect people's lives. So we're going down there over Thanksgiving, so we're really looking forward to us. Pray for us. We'd like to be a light. Any other prayer requests? Brother Painter. Okay. Brother and Sister Boyd are... Okay, yeah. There's quite a few people out tonight. Brother and Sister Crow, yes, let's remember them. Could we have the ushers come forward? We'd like to receive our Wednesday night missionary offering. All right. If there's no other prayer requests, let's stand and let's take these prayer requests to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy. God, we thank you that we can already feel your Spirit here tonight, God. We ask you to come in, Lord, and to minister to your people, Jesus. Touch our ears, touch our eyes, God, for Brother Daniel's daughter, Lord, in the hospital with this brain cancer. Lord, would you touch her, God, heal her, raise her up, Lord. Sister Elder, Sister Inez, Lord, touch their bodies. Help them, Jesus, Lord. Brother Paul and Sister Jessica, Lord, touch their minds, touch their hearts. For Brother Daniel's older sister, God, touch her body. For Brother Green's churches in the Dominican, God, watch over him, Lord, while he's here doing your work, Lord. Covering their lives, cover their services, God. Give them what they need. Give them encouragement, Lord. Touch Brother Smith, God. Touch his body. Raise him up. Heal him, Jesus. God, oh God, oh God. For Brother Fleming, Brother Wallace, God, touch these brethren, Lord. Help them, Lord, encourage them. For Sister Lisa, Sister Sandra, God, touch their bodies. Brother and Sister Crow, Lord, help us. The rest of this service, God, use Brother Green. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Listen, before you sit down, I know because some of you are reaching into your back pocket to get to your wallets, but turn to the person next to you and just say, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here. I'm here. I'm
All right. Were we going to have a song? Someone's getting a song ready, hopefully. All right.
Give you a song, sister.
Hey.
A song and then a song.
He wants to sing.
No, I'm not going to sing.
No. No, give him a mic.
No.
Come on, Brother Green. Come on.
This song is.
Go on. Here, I'll stand here and you sing. We'll put it to work.
Do you want a microphone?
Jesus is the best friend I ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
He has done nothing but good.
Yeah.
Look away, dear man. Lift me up.
Best friend I ever had.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hand to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is my best friend. Have you ever had any other friend better than Jesus? Jesus is my best friend. He's our best friend that we ever had. He has done nothing but good, and he took away the bad. Hallelujah. He'll chase you once in a while, but it's okay. He's a good God. You know, he once in a while he have spanked me, but it's for my good. For these who love God, all things work together for good. Hallelujah. You know, I've said sometime that even zero in God's plan is multiplied to be more. Oh, God, we're serving a great God. He is our best friend. The best friend we ever had. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. I appreciate him today. I thank God today for the many good things he has done for me. He has helped me during my journey. And I can say the name of our church in the Dominican Republic is Ebenezer. And I choose that name because, you know, Ebenezer, because until here the Lord have helped me, have helped us. That's what I mean, Ebenezer. Until here, God have helped us. Hallelujah. Where we would have been if it wasn't for Jesus? Where you could have been? Where I could have been if it wasn't for the mercy of God? If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here today. I can say so many testimonies how God have spared my life. How God have kept me. And I appreciate God. I thank him today. And I believe there was a song what you were singing also that no position or no money. How would that song was saying? No money, no position, nothing. You see, the other day I was saying that there is nothing in life, nothing you can trade, nothing can have the place of this great salvation of Jesus in your life. If there is something even similar, which I know we don't have it, well, I don't want to know where it is. You can keep it for yourself. But I know for myself, it's nothing better. Nothing similar to this great salvation what we have in Jesus. Lately, you know, I've been talking about perfection, even though on Sunday, I believe, or whenever it was, I was talking about the four phases of evil and how we have to overcome this sin nature in our life. And I believe is we're living in a time that we're going to have to focus on this vision. Sometimes it's very easy for you to, you know, for the serpent to deceive you. We are sometimes in different ways, like Eve, we are deceived by the serpent. Many people are deceived by the serpent, by the carnal mind. But we're striving to make the bride. I want to make the bride. And I want to make the bride. And it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost us something. But we want to make the bride. We have to go on to perfection. We have to overcome. We have to mortify the deeds of the flesh in our lives. You know, we was, as I said in many times, we were sold over to sin. We were sold to sin. Because sin came into the world by one man, and death through one man. But life came through one man too, Jesus Christ. We were sold to sin. There is a scripture. We're going to help me read. You're going to help me read, brother, a few scriptures. I don't know how long I'm going to be standing here. Stand up here a little while. I know Brother Durman, you know, be standing here, and probably these shoes up here are too big for me. Up here have big shoes, you know. Great man of God. You know, where Brother Smith stands, where these ministers stand, you know, I'm just a little, you know, a youth, if you can say it so, or maybe less, a little boy, brother. And I've been around, and I've been coming, and I've got what I got from you all. You know, you gave it to me. So I appreciate God for the blessing he have given me. Hallelujah. God is a great God. We're serving a great God. So this is a great place. So when we go around in the Dominican Republic, and if people listen to this great gospel, to this great message of the body of Christ, you know what I've said in several occasions, there have, you know, people just lay people in their church. Just you people, you brothers, you sisters. You know this message, and you can teach some pastors out in Babylon with this message. Oh, sure. Yeah, you can teach them. You'll ask them questions that they won't be able to answer your question, brother. Yeah. So we don't boast in this, but we appreciate what, you know, what God have given us. God, rephrase this. I'm going to go back to that scripture, but I believe it's in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe, is the verse, beginning with verse 8, probably. Let me see if I am. See what it says, Brother. Well, you're going to help me read. Mm-hmm. Go on, Brother Durham. Let me see. Is that 2 Corinthians? Uh-huh.
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. For to this end also.
Wait a minute, Brother Durham. Uh-huh. It's 1 Corinthians.
Oh, 1 Corinthians.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, just begin with the verse 7. Yes, sir.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, mm-hmm. even the hidden wisdom which God ordained.
We speak the wisdom of God in what? In mystery. This is a mystery. The wisdom of the body of Christ.
Yes, amen.
Is in mystery. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So go on, brother.
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
See, God have all these things hidden.
Yeah.
And he got them hidden. And I appreciate God because he revealed it to this body of people. In my testimony, going around and what I've testified and preaching, and I mean, going around in this body of Christ, I've said before, and probably you have heard me say, that before when I was in Babylon. People ask me, why you keep saying Babylon and calling this religious world Babylon? I cannot call it nothing else. You know that what the Bible calls it. You see, the word Babylon means confusion, division, and separation. That what Babylon have did. That's what they have did to God's people. But let's say it so. God have a purpose in all of that. And many of the children, the people of God, are in Babylon. But, you know, I'm glad that the time is coming that there is going to be an angel going to descend from heaven with a great voice. Gonna cry out loud saying, Babylon, Babylon is fallen. Hallelujah. And there is gonna be a minister also say, come out of her, my people. And God gonna bring all his people out of Babylon and gonna bring them into the body of Christ. See, as I said before, you see, now. God chose the people of Israel through whom the Messiah to come. He chose also the body of Christ back there. And if they were who wasn't in the body of Christ, you know, you had to be in the body of Christ to receive this message and to be saved. And I've said before what I was about to say is that when I was out there, I went to Bible seminary. Well, I thought I knew the Bible. And I went to different groups, I heard a lot of different great preachers. I thought for in my time, they was great preachers. You know, probably you've heard about, well, obviously you do, about, you know, Billy Graham and Jimmy Swagger. You heard about Morris Cerullo, probably Gigi Avila in Puerto Rico, and other, you know, great men. What I thought they was great. In fact, in the Dominican Republic, had in the 1992, we had a seminar with it was called Compass 92, and where great leaders from all around the world went to that, you know, to that workshop, to that seminar. It was 3 days. And I met all kind of guides or pastors. In fact, I met this pastor have the greatest church in the world, Paul Yung-Chu from Korea. I had the opportunity to shake his hand. For me, that was something great. I shook the hand of, you know, of Paul Yung-Chu. And I met other pastors from all around the world, great, you know, preachers. There was a preacher I heard from India. His name was Samuel Kamalekso. And this man, he was such a great preacher. And whenever he preached, you know, when they had a time that they divided, you know, the groups, whoever wanted to go listen to Paul Yung-Chu, they'll go listen to Paul Yung-Chu in a space of time. When somebody wanted to listen to Samuel Kamalekso, or somebody wanted to listen to whatever preacher of their preference, they went and, you know, they listened to it. So, well, even though Paul Yung-Chu was a great preacher, I went to listen to Samuel Kamalekso. He was my favorite. He was a very studious man, and he pointed out the scripture, and that was a delight for me. Well, in that seminar at that time, I ordered my cassette. That was in the 1992, and I paid for them. I'm still waiting for them yet. I'm still waiting for him, brother. I haven't got him. Not yet. Well, I don't need him no more, brother. No, I don't. I don't need him. I'd rather listen to Brother Dorn teach the word of God. Hallelujah. So anyway, I went around and I listened to great preacher. I took note. I took, you know, cassettes, and I listened to them. And I sat down and I read my Bible and I studied those scriptures. And I went over and over. My God, have mercy. But when I found the body of Christ, when I found the people of God, and I stood up and I watched these people break the word of God, preach the word of God, I was like, you know, like a little somebody who were in a first grade. I was beginning all over again, and I was listening to this scripture, and I was excited. Well, I'm still excited. Hallelujah. This is a great place. And I begin to hear this great man of God preach the word of God. For me, in these, among these preachers I have heard, listen to what Jesus said. He said in the, says, from all the prophets to John the Baptist, John was the greatest. But the smallest one in the kingdom of heaven is what is greater than John the Baptist. Here in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. Well, see what Jesus was, I believe, referring to. See, all since the falling of Adam, no man until Jesus was born of God, was born of the Holy Ghost. So, none of them Even Moses, the prophet, they was great men of God. But they wasn't born of God. They didn't have the Holy Ghost dwelling in them. But in the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, the kingdom of God came among men. See, even the Stephen, little Stephen, Deacon Stephen, he was greater than John the Baptist. Had the Holy Ghost. And here, when I came in here, I believe the smallest one of here in this kingdom of God. You go out there, down in the Dominican Republic, there is a pastor, an evangelist. Him and his son, they run one of the greatest radio speaking ministry, church with thousands of people. And when you listen to them preach on the radio, when they begin to speak about the word of God, I say, thank God. I say, thank God for this way. Hallelujah. And some of the people of our church, I tell them, you know, you can go, if you want to go to those churches, you can go. Some of them, you know, have went to some of these Babylonian churches, those cathedrals of men, they've went. But when they come back, they say, I cannot leave our little church, our little assembly. Out there don't have nothing. If you get a revelation of this in here, brother, you're blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Count it as a blessing. Jesus said, blessed be unto thee, Peter, because this wasn't revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father that's in heaven. Hallelujah. You see, this, the church of God is built upon a revelation. You'd have to have a revelation. If you don't have a revelation, if you don't have a vision, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to see it. You're just going to be like any other, you know, religious person walking around. I mean the people in the Dominican Republic, though. Out here, I know. You know, you have revelation. If you don't, you have to work on it. You know, you have to live this. You're in something great. You have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the Mount Zion. Aren't you glad today? Many people who in this world, they haven't found this way. Well, I appreciate God today. I'm so glad for the body of Christ. This is a great and high place in God. Hallelujah. People, there is no one greater than somebody who have the revelation, who have the treasures from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I remember in, like, if you look at the chapter 1 of the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8, I believe it's 8, 9, and 10. If you help me, brother, brother Durham, that Daniel, yes, sir? Daniel chapter 1.
All right.
Here is a message for a young people.
It says,
for youth, for all of us, but for young people. Daniel, him and his other friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was young men when they was deported to Babylon. So listen to that verse, the 8th verse, I believe, Brother Durham.
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the
you
wine.
See, look. What Daniel did, he purposed. And where? In his heart.
Yes.
In Psalm 100, I believe, in 19, verse 9, I believe, or 109 says, in my heart, I have hidden your word. I have said your word.
Yes.
For me not to sin against thee.
Yes.
In my heart.
That's right. Yeah.
In my heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In my heart. Daniel purposed in his heart. To do what, brother?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
You see, look what Daniel did. Now, some of you and all of you know that if you work and you have a saving account, I mean, sometime you're going to withdraw off your saving account. Isn't that right? If you don't have nothing in your bank account, can you go and withdraw some money from any bank account? You see, Daniel, what he did here, he saved. He made a saving account. But look in the verse 10. Look what it reads, brother. Verse 10.
And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king.
I believe it's the verse 9.
Verse 9. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender
you
love.
You see, look. Daniel, purposing his heart, he's to save and keep God's commandment. In verse 9, then God rewards. He having a saving account here. Now, you can withdraw from your saving account. You see, God is going to honor you. God honors who honors him. You have to have the fear of God. We're living in a wicked world, in an evil world, when certainly we do need God's covering. God's protection. Hallelujah. You have to have some saving in that saving account for you to withdraw. God is going to keep you. You know, he's going to watch over you. But if you honor God, he's going to honor you. Hallelujah. Appreciate God today for God's goodness. God, mercy. I want to serve him all the days of my life. You know, I'm working. You see, I have a sister in our church. She came from the Church of God of the Prophecy. I don't know. Sometimes God can give you some strong message for people. This couple, a time I was preaching to them, they said to themselves, they told me, they say, you know, in our church, we work. We do all kind of work, you know, for mission, to help people and the poor. I say, that's good. Good for you. But you're working for your flesh, for man. The true work you have to do is have to be in your life. See, that's vanity. But if you work on your life, work in your life, work on that attitude, work on your spirit, you got some ways. You got a fallen nature. And it's a problem. There is a scripture in. Let me see if we're going to continue to in that other scripture in
First Corinthians. We're going to go back there, but I want to see briefly Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Yes, sir? I want the first verse, Brother Darrell, and then from there, let's read from there on.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
You know, seek the things. What are the things that are from above?
Yes.
You see, well, those things from down here, you know, they are good sometimes, but seek the things from above. Seek the things from above. The things from above.
Yes.
Give me another scripture, brother. We're going to go back to that scripture. I have to see some more things. But I want for you to go to the book of James. Book of James, chapter, I believe 3 as well. Chapter 3 of the book of James, verse 13 through 18. Let's read through a few verses of that scripture, brother. What reason, James? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Verse 13.
James 3:13.
Yes.
Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you?
Who is a wise man
endued with knowledge?
Endued with knowledge.
Among you.
Among you.
Among you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom.
With meekness of wisdom. I love that scripture.
Yes.
You see, I have to work with it. See, it's not good enough for me to hear it only, but I have to work with it. Let's keep on, brother.
If you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts.
If you have what?
Bitter envying and strife in your hearts.
In your hearts.
Glory not and lie not against the truth.
Uh-huh. Yes. Go on.
This wisdom descendeth not from above.
This wisdom descendeth not from above. Hmm. But where it come from?
It's earthly.
It's earthly.
Sensual.
Sensual.
Devilish.
Devilish.
It's no good.
No good. Sometimes I'm working on these things. Sometimes people want for me to give them a lot of revelations of the Word of God. That's good. God have given us some things. We do have some wisdom, you know, some doctrine of the devil, the Godhead, and all these things. But, you know, have some things that we have to work with them for now, right now. Yes, right now. Right now. Church people, we are a family. We ought to care for one another. Continue. Let's see some things, because if I keep opening more scriptures and finding more scripture, I'm going to be here for a while.
It said, for where envying and strife is, there
where
is
there is
confusion.
There is confusion.
And every evil work.
And every evil work. This is a family. We have to work with Jesus, the Spirit, the wisdom from above. We have to work that in our lives, in our daily living. For we to make the bride.
Yes.
If we're going to make the bride, we have to work. That's like, you know, we have a job. A regular job. We work. We have to work in our lives. We have to work on some things that, you know, hinders our growth and our relationship with God and with our brothers. It's not enough to say there was a sister at time that was, as a pastor, I never disfellowship. I hardly know people, nobody. Sometime I leave it up to God. I pray to God, but sometime I believe God showed me that I have to apply the Word of God, the teaching of the Word of God. And there was this sister, she did all kind of things in church. Run down the ministry, run down people. There was another sister telling me, she said, I know this sister. She loved God. I said, what are you talking about? That she loved God. Brother Tally, there is a scripture in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. I want for you to read it for us. For you to see something. I mean, you cannot say you love God and hate your brother at the time. I mean, come on, let's see. That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 4.
All right.
What it reads.
Verse 4 says, he that saith, I know him.
He who saith, I know him.
And keepeth not his commandments.
And keepeth not his commandment.
Is a liar.
It's a liar. I mean, come on. You're going to say you love God, and at the time you're going to be running down your brother and doing evil things to your brother and hating your brother. Come on, let's see. If you say you love him and you say you keep not his commandment, you're a liar. And what?
And then it says, what is the verse? I'm sorry. But the truth is not in him.
And the truth is not in him. You can have a way and a form of God. You have to, don't be confused. You can have a way. You can say you love it. You can be a religious person. Religious people out there, they do all, you know, they go to church. They do all kind of things in church. They shout, they dance, and but after a while, you see, out there in Babylon, they do some crazy and silly things. I'm telling you. I've been there. If I went to, you know, thank God that I'm not there anymore. But if I have to go back there someday, they will kick me out. I'm telling you. They will. They will kick me out, brother. People, some Babylonian people tell me, come on to our church. And I say, well, brother, if I go to your church, you probably won't let me go back again. Hallelujah. See. Now look at this verse, the chapter 1, Brother Tally. Chapter 1 of the 1st John.
Okay.
Chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
Okay.
Yes. Listen to that.
If we say that we have fellowship with him.
If we say we have fellowship with him.
And walk in darkness.
And we walk in darkness.
We lie.
We are liars. What is darkness? Strife, envious, division. That darkness. Mm-hmm. But look at the other verse, what it reads.
7.
Yes, verse 7.
But if we walk in the light.
If we walk in light.
As he is in the light.
As he is. And you've got the day that you're in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you walk in the light, like he is in light. God is light. You know, you see, light here is understanding. You have an understanding of God's plan. You cannot, you know, serve your own self. We have to love one another, serve one another. Mm-hmm. watch for one another. Mm-hmm. Listen. Don't put out the dirty rag of your brothers. Keep them. Pray for them. We ain't perfect. Are you?
No.
You're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're working. We are on our way to perfection.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad today? You're in a great place. We work on... You see, we work on Adam. This is a strong message on Adam.
Yeah.
On the carnal mind.
Yes, it is.
But it's glorious for the Spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If we're in light. We work in the light. He is in light.
Yeah.
We have fellowship with what?
One with another. Yeah.
Woo! Listen, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there are some people that they are very difficult to love. Oh, glory. But we're going to love them anyway. We're going to pray for them anyway.
Amen.
We have to pray for one another, brother. Adam looks at the things from down here. You see, Adam looks at his benefit. That's what the fallen nature of man looks at. His benefit. What he can earn in his possession. And how much he can get from whatever situation. The serpent is like that. Adam is like that. But hallelujah. When we love our brother just without waiting to receive nothing back. Love you. No matter what. Love. The love is of God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Love is of God.
Love.
The love, comes from above. I love God today.
Hallelujah.
And I love you all too.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Have people that they're difficult to be loved. They have some attitude. In the Dominican Republic, I know here we don't have much, you know. But I thank God today.
Thank you, God.
For what he's doing. We have to go back to James, brother.
James?
Yeah, we have to go back to that third chapter of James again. What it reads. We're in the verse what? 15?
We're in verse 15.
Let's go on.
This wisdom descendeth not from above.
This wisdom. You know, there are wisdom that not from above. James already told you the wisdom from the earth. Strive, envy, thing like that. But let's go on, Brother Durham.
We're in 15, aren't we?
Yes, we haven't finished the 15.
Okay. This wisdom is descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish.
Earthly, sensual,
and devilish. For where envy and strife is,
where there is envy and strife,
there is confusion and every evil work.
And all devilish work.
But this one's good.
Wait a minute, brother.
This is good here.
Take me a little slow.
This is
Hallelujah.
Good here.
You see, we have to work on this. On these things. You know, sometimes we have some things in our life that we want to blame it on somebody else. But evil is in you. In us. The carnal mind. We have to work in ourselves. You have to work on your spirit. We have to do that. We have to go to work. But what that next little part you were saying, Brother Dark.
Oh, this one's good. Listen to this.
Oh, it's good. All of it is good.
Yeah, but listen to this.
We have to eat the whole lamb. You don't have people who like little piece here and little piece there, but we want to eat all of it. Let's go. I'm not saying it because of you, brother.
But the wisdom that is from above.
But the wisdom that is from above.
Is first pure.
Hallelujah. I love that. Pure.
And peaceable.
Wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute. It's pure. Purity. Hallelujah. You know, we're have purity. You're going to, you know, I can tell you the truth. You know, in kind and in good spirit. I call people sometimes in a good spirit. No matter who, how, or when. Tell them things in a good way. This is like that. Say the truth.
Yeah.
Tell your brother what you have to tell him. In a peaceful way. And it's what is pure.
Peaceable.
Peaceable.
Gentle.
Let me tell you something, brothers. God always seeking for fire people, firemen. And everywhere we have troubles. Don't never stand up, young people. Have people who come in church. Have some people, some folk in the Dominican Republic, they just will come to look what's going on, to begin to talk and run their mouth and run down people. But we always need people who can be peacemakers. Say, wait, brother, let's pray for this. Or this is like this. Help them understand. Have people who don't understand. God needs these kind of people to build the kingdom of God. We have to be peacemakers. Don't run down things. Now, sometimes have people that maybe you cannot, you don't want to have people who are difficult to draw nigh to them. Find somebody who's mature and say, brother, I see something like this. Help me. Let's help somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, pray for them. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Gentle.
Gentle.
Easy to be entreated.
Hallelujah.
Full of mercy.
Full of mercy. That's the wisdom from above.
Yeah.
Say more.
And good.
And good.
Fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Without partiality. What else, brother?
And without hypocrisy.
Hallelujah. I like that. Jesus always was rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees because always they had some kind of strength to pull on Jesus. Ooh. One day, you know, they did say things, you know, they did think what sometimes that it was real true, but they did it, they had a spirit behind it. They had a motive. One day they asked Jesus to tempt Jesus. They said, Jesus, is likely to give, to pay tithes or, no, the tribute or to Caesar? Jesus said, bring me that coin. Whose image is this? They said, of Caesar. They said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But give to God what belongs to God. They always was doing tricky things. Like, for example, there was another little trick they pulled on Jesus. They thought they was going to get away with it. They said, Jesus, the baptism of John, I mean, how it go? They said, No. They asked him something else. Jesus who asked them that. The baptism of John, by the way, where it came from? It came from heaven or... Oh, no. Now I remember. They asked Jesus, with what authority you do these things. I mean, they was asking Jesus, you have a credit or some kind of identity? You're from the Pharisees or from the Sadducees? Where you come from? Where your authority come from? He said, Jesus told them, he said, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer my question, I'm going to answer yours. He said, the baptism of John, where it came from? It came from man, or it came from heaven? Jesus had some joke that it wasn't easy to bear with. Jesus meant business. He went right into it. He didn't go around the bush. He went inside the bush. So they set apart. They knew the answer. They said, listen. If we say that the baptism come from heaven, he's going to say, why did we didn't obey him? We didn't obey him. But if we say it came from man, we have the people. They're going to stone us because they know that John was a man of God. They knew the answer. They knew what to say. They knew around here in the Dominican Republic and all these Babylonian preachers, most of them, they know the truth. But they playing games. We cannot play games, brother. We don't have time for that. No. We don't have time to play games. This is a precious time. And this is, we're working, you know, to make the bride. You cannot be playing game around. Said, okay. He say, we don't know. That's a bad spirit, brother. Hypocrite. We don't know. Jesus didn't say, I don't know either. He didn't say, I don't know. He said, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to leave you in darkness. You ain't going to see the light. You see, if those people, or some of them, was very sincere, Jesus will open their eyes. Will let them see. He told the, when he healed the blind man, Jesus always had a reason to do something. When he wanted to pass a doctrine or a law, he created a situation. Like when he healed that blind man, he said, I come for these who say that they see not to see, and for these who say they don't see, they might see. That's the way how Jesus played this game. You have to be humble. Blessed be the, you know, the hungry, you know, these day, how you say that scripture, the hunger, the meek in spirit, because for them is the kingdom of God. When you tell God, when you fall on your face, you say, God, I cannot, help me. I need your help. That when Jesus comes in, you know, and he'll help you. Yeah. You have to tell, you have to recognize your need for more of Jesus. Your need for more of God. That you need more of God. Don't just play around and like acting like you know everything. Say, God, I need you. Without God, says the song, I can do nothing. Without God, I'll fail. That's it. Without God, we cannot do nothing. Without God, we're going to fail. Without God, says that song, I will be drifting like a ship without a sail. Ain't Ain't you glad that God have let you see something? Hallelujah. That you're here today? I thank God today. Oh, you're blessed. You're blessed of God. My God, have mercy. I believe I have to go back to Colossians chapter 3, brother. Yeah. Oh, glory. Yes. Colossians chapter 3. Let's take it from the verse 5 on, brother Norm.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuance, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Yes.
For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
I don't have time to go over that, slowly, brother. But I want to get to another point of these.
Okay.
But keep on going.
In the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them.
We lived in those things before. This is like, somebody came out of a hog pen and then going back to it. I mean, the devilish things of the world, it was a hog pen. After we was clean, we cannot go back there. No. We have to stay out of it. Out of it. Yes, just don't play with sin. Keep on going, brother. This scripture is to help you see, to help you understand and see your condition. Until you see your condition and the need for change, you ain't going to change. You're going to always be the same. You probably can, not here, but in the Dominican Republic, you might be a religious person. Already plain religion. We want to make the bride. We want to work on these things. I want to work on my... I've been working on it. I've been identifying my enemy. Who's my enemy? Where's my enemy? What are the weapons of my enemy? Where he's hidden at? I want to know that. And you know it. You don't have to know what you're dealing with. And after you identify it, then work to overcome it. We have to overcome Adam. We have to overcome. Come on, world. Let's keep on.
But now you also put off all these anger.
Put off.
Anger.
Put off. Hallelujah. Come on. Adam have all these things. Adam. The earthly and devilish things of this, of the carnal man, of the carnal mind of man. Come on.
Wrath.
Anger.
Malice. Blasphemy.
Malice. Blasphemy.
Filthy communication out of your mouth.
Have people that have filthy words. They act like people in the world. My God, have mercy. You know what I tell people in the Dominican Republic? You got your mouth dirty. You have to take a brush and brush your mouth. Your mouth smells like garlic. Stinky things. I'm not talking about your natural mouth. I'm talking about your spiritual mouth. Your attitude. People can steal in church. I mean, you're in your job and somebody said, and you tell somebody, I'm from that little church over there, the body of Christ. Up to some point, the testimony of church lays upon you. If you have a good testimony, if you have a good record, you have a good report, you know what's going to happen. People are going to want to come see what's happening in this place. People are going to want to come and see. You know, you can preach without words. You can preach with your attitude. But if you have a bad spirit, a bad report, and a bad attitude, you know what people will say? I don't want to go to that guy, to that brother, to that man's church. I don't want to go to your church. My God, deliver me. God forbid me. I don't want to be a stumbling rock in the way. If that's so, and you have a bad testimony, you're a stumbling block. I want for the kingdom of God to grow. I just love the way of the body of Christ. I love this way, the people. When I come in here, when people come, hello. You know, you greet people. You have a good spirit, a good smile. You know, hug people. When somebody, a visitor, come in, I see you, you know, you just welcomes them in. People, you know, in this world out there, people feel, they don't feel, you know, love. They don't feel that, like they're worth nothing. But when they come among the people of God, you feel that sweet, good spirit. my God, people want to come back. Even for that, even at some time, they don't understand what you're saying. They don't understand this message. You know, they'll be like little babies. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Look what it says. We're going to go back to Colossians right away. Brother, wait, let me see, what time is it? We have to get out of here. What time we have to get out of here, brother? What time we have to get out of here, brother? Tell me. What time we finish? Okay. First Peter. Look at First Peter chapter 2. Look, verse 1 and 2, what it reads. This is scripture probably, you know them. I'm just reminding you, you know. Come over and reminding them again. What it says, brother?
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile.
All malice and all guile. And what else?
All hypocrisies. And envies. And all evil speakings.
And all evil speaking.
As newborn babes.
Evil speaking. Let me say that again. Evil speaking. God hates that. We have to have a new song. When God saved me, God put a new song in my mouth. He gave you a new song. You know what is that song? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love you, brother. Hallelujah. God is a great God. He gave you a new song. Thank God for all things. Sometimes things don't go our way. We get in a bad spirit sometimes. People get in a bad spirit. Oh my God. We have to work on that spirit of Adam. We have to work on that spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have to be better people. Loving kind people. Some people have a sword in their mouth. People can cut people with a word, a bad word. Have people in the Dominican Republic, not here. Not the people of Zion out here. But we're working down here. We're working down there, you know? Some woman can talk. Some woman can say some words. Yeah. I told a sister a time, I say, you can see a great big woman. You know when women have their power? In their mouth. Women have their power in their mouth, brother. Some men do. They can say some words. They can cut you, brother. Some people can do that. Some people, I'm telling you, they got sharp swords. Sharp swords in their mouth. God have mercy. But we want to have the right words, you know, the word to heal, not to destroy. The words to edify, not to destroy, not to cut down. But I have good words. Hallelujah. We have to work on this. If you got something, some kind of a spirit like that, and you ask God, Lord, God, at least this year, what letting of year and maybe half of the next year, and if I got an attitude or a spirit like that, and if God will help me at least just take care of that one, you have done something great. You have done a great job. You're here? Let's go. Let's keep on going. And then what did Peter say in verse 2?
Verse 2. As newborn babies.
As newborn babies.
Desire the sincere milk of the word.
You see, desire the sincere what? Milk of the word of God. You see, the word, the milk is not the word. It's the milk of the word of God.
That's it. It's what the word produces.
You see, when a cow, when she eats grass, what it do? It does. It produces milk. When you people, when you eat the word of God, when you feed on the word of God, when you know the word of God, you know what it's going to produce in you? It's going to produce the fruits of the Spirit. It's going to produce the love of God in you. And the babies, what come in here, you know, they need a bottle. A bottle of milk. When they begin to cry, just put a bottle of milk to the mouth. Love them. People need love, need on this, you know, comprehension. They need to be pet once in a while. The baby need that. After they grow, you know, when you love them, it's that. Milk of the word of God is that love of God, that gentleness, the, you know, the meekness, the kindness, what you give them, that's going to help them grow. And a time is going to come when they're going to have spiritual teeth to chew on the word of God. Now they're not only going to want the milk of the word of God, but they're going to want the word of God. They're going to eat the word of God. And it's going to produce milk in them too. Hallelujah. Oh, ain't you glad today for the word of God? What's the next word? Let's go back to Colossians, brother. Colossians. We're in the verse, I believe, 7 or 8. 7, right? Yes, let's go, brother.
That was Colossians.
Well, we're in a little bit of meat here tonight. Maybe a little strong. Let's go. What is?
You're in Colossians 2, verse 7?
No, 3.
Okay.
We're 3. We're already in verse 7. Let's see what it says. Keep on reading, brother.
Okay, verse 7. Oh, we're all actually down. We're in verse 9.
Okay.
Lie not one to another.
Lie not.
Seeing that ye have
Listen,
put off.
Lie not to one another. Lie not to one another. Yes. To speak and say the truth that sometimes causes you something. Lie not. Speak the truth.
Yes.
Oh, God. We can go over all these things with little details, but we don't have time tonight. That's finished, Brother Don.
Seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
Listen here. That you have put off. You have to put off. You have to take off. Work on taking off that dirty clothes. Take off. Put off. The old man have all these things. The first thing that we was mentioned before. Have to put off the old man. He guile, envy, strife, malice, lie. You know, evil speak. All these things. The old man who have these things. So we have to work. We have a great job to do, brother. Brother, it takes more than doctrines and profound doctrines. It takes more than that. It takes a vision. It takes an understanding. You have to know where you are standing, where you're going, where you're coming from, where you are and where you are going. You have to know this. Where you're going. What you're striving for. What's your goal? What's your goal? You're here as a religious person? You're here for a gain, or you're here for a possession? To sit on the platform, to be a minister, or to get something from somebody? What are you looking for? I want to be the bride. I want to make the bride. That's my main goal. I want to be like Jesus. I'm striving to be like Jesus. I want to make the bride. Hallelujah. Paul said, whether if I live, whether if I die, I'm of Christ. Hallelujah. So I've been working on the old man. Sometime the old man rises up. Brother, I have to stand and hold my spirit, brother. Work. It takes work. You have to know what is your strive, what is your weakness, what is the weak part in your life. You have to identify it and ask God to help you. You have to hate the things of the flesh. You have to hate the flesh. You have to hate it. If you like it, you're going to always live in it. Let's finish, brother. The next verse. Have put off the old man. And what else? What says the next verse?
And have put on the new man.
And put on the new man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
That is what?
Which is renewed in knowledge.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
After the image of him that created
after
him.
The image of him that created him. That's Jesus. The new man. We have to work in the new man. We have to feed the new man. Leave that old man without. Don't feed that old man. Let him die. Let him die. Die out to him. Don't feed him. Leave him without eating nothing. Don't feed him. Feed the new man. Let the new man grow up. Let's go on in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you have come to a great place. You see, Babylon out there, they have probably 'a reason to not to grow and know these things. But in here you don't have a reason. And here have a ministry who works on the Word of God. You know these things. You have no excuse. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. We want to make it. We want to work. We want to work on these things. What hinders us from being like Christ, from going on? You know, you can cry out and say, God help me. He's there. If you point out and identify these very things that hinder you, you can cry out to God. I believe, and then I'm not going to say much more, but I'm going to say a little bit. Let's go back to that first Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to finish it, brother. We started there, and we're going to end there. We're going to finish there. Yes, we're going to say a few things, and we're going to finish. First Corinthians chapter, we was in the verse 9.
Verse 9.
Let's go to the verse 9.
But as it is written, I hath not seen.
Now, what is it, brother?
I hath not seen.
Things that eyes have not seen.
Nor ear heard.
Ear not heard.
Neither have entered into the heart of man.
Neither entered into the heart of man.
Right. The things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Man here. It's ministers. Talking about the religious leaders out there. You see, you're humble. And the thing what God has prepared for your glory, your benefit, they haven't, those people out there don't understand it. And God had to help you understand. Aren't you glad for that? My God, we're blessed. My God, hallelujah. Those things, hallelujah. What things are those? That revelation, that understanding. Glory. That glorious and blessed word of God. Oh, I appreciate God for that today. That's a great thing God has done for us. It's a great favor. You're highly favored of God. You're highly blessed of God. Because you got these things. Oh, glory to God. Ain't you glad for that today? I'm excited. I'm glad for that. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Give me another verse, brother.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things.
But God hath revealed it. You see, it takes a revelation. You have to ask God for a revelation today. It takes a revelation of God. But God hath did what? Revealed it to us by his Spirit. And what else, brother?
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Yes.
For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
The Spirit of God.
Yeah.
So we have that revelation by the Spirit of God. I think we're going to leave it right there, brother. But we're excited today.
We are.
We're going to receive this thing by the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It wasn't revealed by flesh and blood, but by the Spirit of God. God revealed it to us. So we're excited. We're glad today. Because God, this is God doing it. And we're glad for it. May God bless you, my brothers. Hey, my family, the people of God. May God bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, God is good. Serving a great God, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If we have a psalm, I appreciate what Brother Green had to say. You can tell he's taking on the spirit of Brother Smith, hasn't he? He likes to get in there, put understanding way down in our heart, and we know it's going to bear fruit. Thank you, Brother Green.
Ooh.
Essentially, Saturday we'll be meeting up here at the church about 4 o'clock and plan to serve dinner sometime around 5. We'll be grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and also chicken. Many of y'all have seen the list go around. I think most everything that we'll need has been accounted for. There are a few things that we still need. So if you haven't signed up and you want to, please get with me or with Gladys, and we'll let you know still what's left yet to be brought. The gym will be open. We'll have some games. Please bring your, dominoes, board games. If you want to play video games, I'll set up a projector system. It looks like it's going to be raining Saturday, which, thankfully we have this wonderful facility here to use. The Lord willing, we'll have a fire pit outside, probably under the awning if the smokes will permit us to use that, if there's not too much smoke, so we can roast some marshmallows and just make an evening of it, fun and fellowship, and wrap it up when everybody gets done. And anyway, that's about it. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. And we'll just plan on having a good time Saturday night. Very good.
I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. He has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, He heard my plea and rescued me.
we'll see y'all Saturday, 4 o'clock.
It's been your